of your challenges, but is also aware of the power of the word inside of you.
Holy words, long preserved for our walk in this world.
Crave for the spirit of understanding. Crave for more of capacity to meditate on God's word. Crave for it. Crave for the grace to ruminate, to meditate on the word of God. Then that hunger and thirst shall be satisfied. Something is breaking forth from within your spirit. Come today to help you understand scriptures. The word of God has become life to you. It has become life to you. It has become life to you.
We have come with open hearts.
Get set for an encounter as Pastor Daniel Onwuah administers God's word to you.
I want to share with us on taking advantage. Taking advantage. 2023 has been declared to us as a year of advantage. But first of all, we have to understand what advantage is. What's advantage? Advantage is not what you merit. It is what is given to you to put you in a better position to win. Advantage is not what you merit. Advantage is what is given to you to put you in a better position to win or to always win. Isaiah 48 verse 17 puts it this way. Isaiah 48 verse 17. Thus says the Lord thy Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel, I am the Lord thy God, which teacheth thee to profit, which leadeth thee by the way down shouldest go. So I'm the Lord your God who give you profit, or who put you ahead of others, or who makes you to have gain by showing you what to do to be ahead. I'm the Lord your God who puts you in a position of advantage over others. And this year, I pray, the Lord God Almighty will give you advantage. Amen. He will put you ahead of others. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Let me give you an example. Two smart students are competing in an exam. So two of them are competing for first position. And the teacher likes one of them. Two of them are equally intelligent and calls the other one aside and tell him, this is the area of concentration. He didn't do expo. He didn't tell him the question. But what did he tell him? Area of concentration. What has he done now? He has put one of them at what? Advantage over the other. So advantage is not what you merit. Advantage is what is given to you to put you ahead of the competitor. Or let's take another example. There's a war between one old warrior and one young man. The old warrior is very intelligent, very skilled, experienced in war. But he's carrying a cutlass. And this young guy, who is not even experienced, doesn't know anything about war, is carrying AK-47. Praise the Lord. Who has advantage? The young man. Because the gun he's carrying has put him an advantage over the one carrying a cutlass. So advantage is God putting you in a position that takes the fight to favor you. And from today, in all your wars, you have advantage. In all your battles, you have advantage. Please realize that Revelation 12 verse 9 tells us about Satan. See what they called him. And the great dragon, that was the name, was cast out. That old serpent called the devil. It's not only a dragon, it's an what? An old serpent. And it's called the devil, it's Satan, which deceived the world. Which deceived, is still deceiving the world. So it's a deceiver, it's very old in age, is a serpent, is also what? A dragon. Now, he knows your father, knows your grandfather, knows your great-grandfather, knows what is in your blood humanly, some of the threats in your family. He knows, has the detail, has your secrets, has your genealogy in his hand. He's over 6,000 years old here on earth. So that's the one they're dealing with. So for you to win him every day, must have advantage. God must position you where? In an advantage position. So in the name of Jesus Christ, in the name of Jesus Christ, from this day forward, I take advantage. I take advantage. I take advantage. I take advantage. A level playing ground will not work. He will beat you. He will beat you. He's the one that invented chess. If you put this one, you put it here, he will cross it. Cross it. He's the one that invented it. Every scheme of wickedness is invented by Satan. So to play with him on a level playing ground, let us go and fight. I hit you. In Jesus' name, I punch you. Woo. He will deal with you. That's why many are fighting, praying even in Jesus' name, and are still very confused. Because they don't know how to take advantage. There's a place to take advantage. Look as if you're not fighting. And you're winning all the time. From today, you take advantage. Let me give you some today. Other days, we take more. Faith is an advantage. I call it the faith advantage. Take it. Take faith. Take faith. Let me say this, and I wish you would understand it. Satan is yet to understand Hebrews 11 verse 1. This thing confuses him because he has stayed here on earth until he thinks like man. That's the truth of the matter. In short, Satan and man reason alike because he's the one that gave the fallen man this kind of sense that he has. Even this sense of fear. There's no fear in God, but Satan is full of fear. That's why if you use their game, play the fear game on them, they are so frightened. They are so frightened. Satan is so frightened because he's the fear man. So all the threats of man, all the ideas of man are from Satan. But if you now say that you have a substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen, he gets confused. Satan is confused by Hebrews 11 verse 1. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. He cannot understand how you can have evidence of what is not seen. He cannot understand it. He cannot understand how he knows that in your account you don't have money and in your pocket you don't have money. You just have about just 5,000 naira. And they're saying give. And you bring 2 out of the 5. And they said, I'm very, very rich. For the Lord has blessed me in all things. Satan gets confused. He's like, he tries to understand this. His brain is too small to understand this. How can you say you have what you don't have? You cannot see. You cannot feel. Because he's a sense man. He's a feeling man. And you are a faith man. Once you go to that area, he gets confused. Till tomorrow. Till tomorrow. He says, don't mind him. He's joking. He's just trying to pretend. We see that you are forcefully even giving more. He's like, you have some pain in your head. Instead of crying, I'm dying. He said, I'm healed. Jesus took it. You say, what did he say? He said, he took it. He said, what did he say? But he's feeling the pain. But he said he took it. He gets confused. If you are interested in taking that upper place where he cannot play the game, go up to faith. Say me, I walk by faith this year. I keep the game above Satan. I keep it above the sense realm. I keep it above the sense realm. Hallelujah. 1 Timothy 6:12. See how the game goes. Fight the good fight of faith. What's a good fight? A good fight is that fight where you have advantage. If a 5-year-old boy fights with a 15-year-old boy, it's a good fight. For who? For the 15-year-old. Because he has what? Age advantage. Stop fighting bad fights or equal fight. What should I fight? Good fight. What is it called? Faith. So faith makes the fight a good fight. Because it puts you on advantage over Satan. Fight the good fight of faith. Hold on eternal life. Maintain that you are born again. Maintain that you have Zoe in you. This is what defeats him. This is the thing that defeats Satan. The Zoe life in you. For whatsoever is born of God overcomes the world. Have you heard it before? It is that Zoe life in you. He says, I know your father. Your father is Okonkwo Emmanuel. He says, a lie. I am born of God. Ooh. He's confused. He said, but I know when you were born. That was the case with Jesus. I know your father. I know your mother. Your mother is Mary. Your father is Joseph. Jesus said, this man sitting here came from above. I know who I am. Say, I know who I am. Say, I know who I am. Say, hey, that one that comes from that village. Say, that one is dead. He died in Christ. This one is a new one. Thank you, Lord Jesus. So, fight the good fight of faith. Go back to the place we read. We are reading. Fight the good fight of faith. Lay hold. That's what we're going to hold on. Eternal life on Zoe. Whereunto thou art also called and has professed a good profession before many witnesses. So you maintain your faith confession against all odds. Hallelujah. And the fight becomes a good fight. 1 John chapter 5 verse 4. For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. Whatsoever. 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 And this is the victory that overcometh the world. Even what? Faith is the victory over Satan any day, anytime. It's a confirmed victory. This is, not there are many victories. No, this one. Once you take faith, it overcomes. And of all Satan wants to do is to attack your faith. From today, you will use your faith. Say, I will use my faith. I'll tell you one secret of using your faith. Use your faith on small things. Are you hearing me now? What did I say? Use your faith on what? On small things to develop it. So that when big things come, it doesn't embarrass you. You have some small headache. You say, let me just take paracetamol. Let me take paracetamol. Now, when the thing now turns to big malaria that throws you on the ground, you say, somebody pray for me. You missed it. You're not even practicing. Are you hearing me now? You've not been practicing. You needed money to buy something, you call your uncle. When you now need big money to do something big, you start praying. No. Use your faith on what? Small things. Until the thing becomes a natural way of thinking. Just on small feelings, on small pains, on small headaches. Over time, you are developing it. A time will come, anything comes, faith will come first. Because that's what you have been using. Praise God. So I will use my faith. Now, second thing that will give an advantage is wisdom. I got the wisdom advantage. Wisdom advantage. Say wisdom advantage. Luke 11:49. The word of God is God's wisdom. Therefore also said the wisdom of God, I will send them prophets and apostles, some of them they shall slay and persecute. Therefore said the wisdom of God. So the word of God is the wisdom of God. So what God's what is saying is God's wisdom. It's also called God's ways. So acting in the ways of God. Now, they are synonymous. What I said initially about faith and this, they look the same, but a little difference. This one is this. This is how God says I should treat this kind of situation. So you are following God's pattern, God's principles, God's ways. That is wisdom. Praise the Lord. If you take God's ways, you will be Satan. Isaiah 55 verse 8. This year, I will function by God's ways. Say me, this year, I will function by God's ways. Not my own ways. Hallelujah. Say, for my thoughts are not your thoughts. Neither are your ways my ways, says the Lord. But now that you are born again, you have the mind of Christ. Say, I have the mind of Christ. So I can think the thoughts of God. Now that I am in Jesus Christ, He is the way. So I am in the way of God. So you now have both His mind, His thoughts, and His way. But it's up to you to choose to follow it. My thoughts are not your thoughts. Neither are your ways my ways, says the Lord. Verse number 9. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. Which means if I connect to His ways, I'm on a highway. And on a highway, there are no ghost laws. There's no ghost law on air. Praise the Lord. There's no ghost law there. On the ground, people are jamming. But on the air, there's a free place to fly. So the ways of God takes you high. Praise God. Puts you at a level where you are not competing. It puts you on an advantage. God's ways are high. It's express. You even call it highway. You are going to Onitsha, and there's a highway express. And there's another way in the village to walk through this. And two of you take off. Satan is taking the other way. You are on the highway. Who will reach first? Why? You are what? On the highway. The ways of God are highways. And you cannot run in a highway and live a low life. You can't be on a highway and live a low life. From today, your life enters the highway. It enters the highway. It's on express. You are reaching faster. What's a highway? These are ways that don't look rational, but they are God's prescribed ways. Ways of doing things that don't look rational. They don't look as if it's right thinking, but that's the way God has prescribed it. For example, somebody has offended you so much. A right thinking person will say revenge. God's word said forgive. Praise the Lord. I said praise the Lord. Someone has offended you so terribly. A right thinking person will say revenge. God's word says forgive. So there are two ways now. You either choose the man's way or you choose what? The highway. So I choose the highway. Hey, but if I forgive him, he just takes it for granted. No, forgive. You're on the highway. You're on the highway. So don't hold back yourself. Or else you and he will be struggling on the low, on the small road. I run the highway. Say, I said, I run the highway. Say, I run the highway. I run the highway. Hallelujah. One of my fathers offended me so much. And I'm not sure he has stopped offending me. But he's a father to me. He's a father who has contributed to my life. Seriously. A long time ago, contributed seriously to my life. This new year, I took up a big gift to him, a good money, and I sent to him. He took it and prayed for me. I was so happy. My wife said, You are out of your mind. You are out of your mind. This man, the way he dealt with you, you have the God to give him something. As a woman, you don't understand his ways. I'm on the highway. I don't want any obstacle. You're not hearing me now. So I'm on the highway. I don't give chance to any obstacle. Yeah, it is not rational to give to him because he's not dealt well with me. But it is highway to give to him because of his contribution in the past. And I'm smart. Oh boy. Someone here, you're entering God's highway. I said, you're entering God's highway. You're entering God's highway. You do things that are not normal. It's not normal, but it's right. It's not the way a normal person would think, but that's the right thing to do under God. And you leave people on the floor who are using their brain. You're riding in a way with God. From today, you will ride on the highways of God. No obstacle, no limitation. God's highways. God's highways. For the want of time, because we have more time, some other time. The Lord says, there's someone here. Very soon, they'll be calling you good luck. Yeah. They calling you? Is the person here? People will look at you. They say, this guy is a lucky man. He's just lucky. And I decree it upon you today. From this day, they shall call you good luck. Yeah. They shall call you good luck. Yeah. That's what the Lord said. Praise God. Number three, as I close, covenant advantage. Covenant advantage. I'll share with you about faith advantage, wisdom advantage, and lastly for today, covenant advantage. Satan is a truce breaker, is a covenant breaker. So he gets jittery around covenant keepers. Satan is a covenant breaker. He never kept one covenant since he became Satan. He may do somebody good, those who serve him. After some time, he will just hit them. Power, scatter the whole thing. The native doctor tells you, this is what you should do. You do it, the thing seems as if it's working. When you want to enjoy the thing, something will happen. They say, you missed it somewhere. That's the problem. It's a lie. He doesn't keep covenants. He doesn't just keep covenants. It's not in him. He's a truth breaker. He's a natural covenant breaker. So if he finds someone who is a covenant keeper, he gets jittery. He gets jittery. He's afraid of you. Just like if a known liar sees an honest person. Have you seen that before? He has not said anything. He's jittery. Because you know that he knows he's a liar. So keeping covenants puts Satan perpetually under you. Oh yes. Keeping covenants puts him perpetually under you. Psalm 74 verse 20. Have respect unto the covenant, for the dark places of the earth are full of the habitations of cruelty. God is saying there's wickedness all around. So take cover in the covenant. There are wickedness all the way, all the place, around the place. What do? Take cover in the covenant. Take cover in the covenant. What's the covenant? What God has asked you to do and do continuously without breaking to secure your destiny. That's a simple way to say it for today. Hallelujah. Some of us in this house, we run the Covenant Web Partnership for Evangelism. If you're not part of it, you're going to join it today. What does that mean? What can I give to God on a monthly basis to support the mission work of NECO without anybody calling me on phone to beg me? And I'm doing it covenantly as unto God. I want to tell you something. 2023, you escape with it. I'm telling you the truth. I am not trying to cajole you. Me, I have escaped through it. Anybody can escape through it. Anybody. If you don't want to do, don't worry. But I've come to know that the only way to keep Satan perpetually under your feet is by a covenant. So your covenant way partnership that we have as a family covenant is a highway to keep Satan perpetually under your feet. It puts you on an advantage over him because he's a covenant breaker and you're a covenant keeper. And we have taught you here in the house that you can give as small as 300 naira, 3,000 naira, 30,000 naira, 300,000 naira, 3 million naira. It doesn't matter. It's according to your size. It's not fundraising. It's how to raise you from suffering to have a balance. I declare today, as you follow covenants, your life will turn to a testimony. In the name of Jesus Christ. I declare today, as you follow covenants, your life will turn to a testimony. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. So as we close now, you go to the office and tell them, this is what you want to do. They will give you a form, you fill it, and then you become a covenant practitioner under this house. And that's how you start to go up. And that will be your portion in Jesus' name. But 1 Samuel 1:21 says something that I want to take note of. And the man Elkanah and all his house went up to offer unto the Lord the yearly sacrifice and his vow. And his vow. The yearly sacrifice that was vowed. So there was a vow. The vow was, I will do this. Vow is something you're going to do. And it's done yearly for God. Praise God. It's not, they say you should give a sacrifice. Just put that in your pocket. Bring out the money you have and drop. That one is offering. This one is a vow. I will do this. Yearly. Praise God. And it's called a yearly sacrifice. For us in Neko, is our first fruit. That is your first and your best gift to God for the year. To open the doors of the year for you. 2023 is a covenant year. Am I correct? And covenants open by what? Sacrifice. You can't start a covenant year without a sacrifice. Okay, look at it in Psalm 50 verse 5. Psalm 50 verse 5. Gather my sins together unto me, those that have made a covenant with me by what? By sacrifice. So you enter a covenant year by what? By a yearly sacrifice. I can guarantee you, under God, that as you keep applying your faith, small, 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 it's increasing, and you walk by wisdom, and you key into covenants, you have advantage any day, anytime. Can I be on your feet as we talk to the Lord? Malabo Shata and Suprakitosa Belegon Shata. Those of you who are just coming, you came very late, so just you're going to sit down for the second service to get the thing more clearly. Just worship the Lord and thank Him. Are you seeing advantage now? Are you seeing advantage? Can you take it? Advantage is not a prophecy. It's an action. You have to take advantage. I take advantage. Kaya Badasa. I take advantage. I take advantage. Leparongo don shapata. I take advantage. I am not confused. I take advantage. Malege bonta lagabashata. I take advantage. refuse to walk by sight. I refuse to walk by sight. I walk by faith. I walk by faith and not by sight. I walk by faith and not by sight. I walk by faith and not by sight. Shalabadosia. I say what I want to see. I don't say what is happening. I say what I want to happen. I decree things. God establishes it. I don't walk by sight. I don't walk by sight. I walk by faith. I declare something, God confirms it. That's the way I live my life. I'm not under oppression. I'm not under Satan. I'm not under confusion. I say what I want to see, and it comes to pass in my life. I walk by faith and not by sight. Father, we thank you. Father, we thank you.